Speaking of the devil and all that happens in Riverhead with the great Apple Honda, Charles Giamacco, my good friend, who he runs the show there, and joins us for a couple of seconds here. Sir, how are you?
Jay, doing great. Sorry about it.
Well, you got a big connection. You have the radio on.
Yeah, no, I couldn't really hear. I'm driving right now, but I usually stop and give you some
all right,
time. But no, things are great, man. A lot of busy going on this weekend. I got a big sale going on. It's been crazy, crazy busy, which is a good thing. You know, the sales already. Service and parts has been doing great. So everything's good over there. Again, I always tell you, listeners, come on in. You always ask for Charlie. Come in. I'm there all the time. Thanks. The big boss, Charlie. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be a good experience.
Yeah, I've had some great reports on all of you guys over there and gals. Just you guys are really taking care of people. Now, let's face it. I know a lot of dealerships that are hurting as far as inventory is concerned. Not the case in Riverhead with Apple Honda. Why have you guys done differently than others?
Early in the year, a lot of guys are turning product down thinking that, you know, it's going to be slow and the pandemic. And, you know, I never stopped. I always took whatever they had out there, whatever kind of product they had, you know, inventory, I took it. I didn't let it go. So it's helping me right now. I mean, I'm doing pretty well. And I got more cars coming in now. I got 22s coming in. So it's, you know, every day I got trucks coming. So I'm not hurting on the inventory side. So things are well out there.
Well, listen, with you leading the way, they're in pretty good shape. We'll keep an eye on things. So another good weekend you're looking forward to and everything else. That is a good thing. One last thing. For those who don't know, Charlie is an expert when it comes to the horses and everything else. And, of course, the latest with Baffett and lawsuits and New York Racing and everything going on with this guy. I mean, it's a mess. Medina Spirit, we know there's been a lot of trouble there. What happens to Baffett now as far as the future is concerned? I mean, he's in a lot of trouble here. He's got a lot of horses. You know, he's the Belichick of the sport. I mean, what happens to this guy down the road in your estimation?
Honestly, Jay, I think he's got they gave him a 2-year suspension, so that's pretty much you're going to have to ride that out, it looks like, because I don't think, you know, he went on a couple of appeals, it wasn't working too well, but so I think he's going to have to ride this 2 years out. I mean, what they'll do, he's probably got, you know, 300-400 horses on the stable, so he probably just has to get them over to another trainer and for another name and just take the 2 years. It looks like he's not going to get away with that. It's just kind of tough on him, but. Yeah, look, you do the crime, you got to pay the time. I guess that's how it is. He shouldn't have probably used that drug that found in Medina Spirit. But yeah, look, like I said, a lot of times, you know, you think you're doing something right, and you wind up, you know, getting yourself in trouble. So he's gonna have to take the suspension.
Bethamethasone—that is the name of that story. Sir, we will talk to you tomorrow for a quick hit, and you'll set us up for the weekend over at the Great Apple Honda. How's that sound?
All right, Jay, thanks again. And again, Apple Honda, Riverhead, Route 58, come on out. Thanks for Charlie.
There you go. Great deals. Thank you, my friend. Great deals await.